This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists. From Moscow, Charles Maines reports.
News of the exchange broke early Saturday when buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison and a Ukrainian state plane was spotted at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. Similar movements were reported in Kiev as both sides coordinated the transfer and flights home of 35 of their countrymen. The exchange caps a promise by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate with Russian President Vladimir Putin to bring home Ukrainian prisoners and ultimately end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Attention now turns to renewed efforts to negotiate a lasting peace. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
Forecasters say Hurricane Dorian strengthened to a Category 2 storm for a few hours Saturday as it headed toward the eastern coast of Canada. However, it again downgraded to a Category 1 storm late in the afternoon. On Friday, Dorian made landfall over Cape Hatteras in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper said there was a significant concern about hundreds of people trapped on Ocracoke Island in the Outer Banks region. At a news conference following a tour of the area, Cooper said Dorian was a sobering event for many people who stayed behind.
People at Ocracoke, even though many of them have lived there a long time and their families have lived there, there was somewhat a state of shock from the significant storm surge that they saw coming in.
The Canadian Hurricane Center said the storm was forecast to make landfall in Nova Scotia Saturday evening. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters lit fires in the streets of Hong Kong on Saturday, a day after police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Hong Kong in flames. It was a response from anti-government protesters to the closure of some train stations, a measure designed to stop them from gathering. More than 3 months of demonstrations have at times paralysed Hong Kong. The proposed extradition bill, which could have led to suspected criminals being taken to mainland China for trial, has long since been shelved. But still, there is no end in sight to the sometimes violent and disorderly scenes. On Friday night, it was much the same story. Police fired rubber bullets, tear gas and pepper spray to clear protesters outside a subway station on the densely populated Kowloon Peninsula.
That was Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. There were some brief scuffles on Saturday as rival rallies were held at Parliament Square in London over the UK's Brexit impasse. Police had minor clashes with some of the pro-Brexit protesters who threw barricades at the officers. Both pro- and anti-Brexit protesters had gathered to demonstrate. Pro-Brexit demonstrator Lana Batchelor says Britain should have a general election.
If it has to be a World Trade Organization with no deal, so be it. I mean, if we could get a vote, you know, a deal, that probably would be better. But, you know, if not, that's fine.
Anti-Brexit protester Tracy Stone says she hasn't demonstrated in some time, but felt this cause was worthwhile.
This is an opportunity and a time for me to come and show how I feel and to enjoy the solidarity of other people who think that Brexit represents a small-mindedness.
The new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says he wants to take Britain out of the European Union on October 31st, with or without a deal from the bloc, an opposition bill that would force him to ask the EU for an extension to Britain's departure to avoid a no-deal exit, was approved by Parliament's appointed upper chamber, the House of Lords, on Friday. India's top national security adviser said Saturday that a large number of suspected militants are trying to infiltrate Kashmir and accused Pakistan of trying to foment trouble in the region. Military officials said the information was based on radio intercepts and ground intelligence. India has long accused Pakistan of supporting and training militants to foment a separatist insurgency in Kashmir, charges Islamabad denies. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.